purse.
All right, and something she might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And something she might wear around her neck.
Well, a necklace.
You're talking about beads in particular. You might call that a something of beads. What would you call it, a bead?
Well, string of beads.
Yeah, all right. And then something to hold up your pants.
Galluses or suspenders.
All right, and something that you open up to keep the rain off you.
Umbrella. The fancy name is parasol, and about galluses now. I said galluses, that's what we used to call them.
Yeah.
They finally got to be suspenders, you know.
What would you call them on bib overalls?
Well, just bib overalls.
I mean the part that come up.
Well, it's the bib.
Yeah, the part that comes up over the back. Though.
And the galluses.
You call those galluses.
Yeah.
And on a bed, the last thing a woman puts on a bed when she's making it up.
Well, a bedspread or a county pin, there's different names.
Now, are they the same thing, though?
Yeah.
And the thing you rest your head on?
Pillow.
You remember a long one of those?
Well, I don't believe
that. Kind of a round one that might go the complete length of the top of the bed?
Don't believe I've ever seen anything like that.
Like a bolster or something like that? And if something didn't go, someone didn't run partway across the field, you'd say he ran.
Well?
He didn't run partway, he ran across. Either something like clean across or clear across or plumb across.
Plum across. That would be the thing.
Yeah. Plum, sure. Yeah, plum is what's natural.
Yeah.
And what kinds of parties did they used to have? You know, that they'd get kind of, maybe the women would get together. What kind of parties did the women have they'd get together?
Well, way back, they had, they wasn't any, I don't know, as far as parties,
no,
they didn't have any card games or things like that. They had apple cuttings, bean stringings, and all these things.
All right.
But
what did they used to do with an apple cutting?
Well, they cut, you know, people used to dry apple, they cut and dry, and they, you could sell dried fruit to the stores, and you had a lot of apples on hand. Your neighbor, you'd have an apple cutting, and your neighbors come in, and you'd have an apple cutting, cut them apples up, and dry them, and sell them.
I see. Well, did they ever have any kind of contests that they'd have, maybe have a prize or something, or maybe have a...
Well, back in, they claimed they'd have corn shuckings.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it said, now, I was never at one of those corn shuckings, that they'd maybe put a jug of liquor in the middle of that pile of corn, and they'd... whoever got shucked to it first got the first drink out of the jug. So
I see.
That was men's business. So.
Well, I was thinking of something that women would all sit around together and make things, you know, like make something for the house, or they'd make something that just use when you sleep.
Well, they had quilting parties, too, other people.
Yeah. Now, this was were quilts, now there were quilts, so how about the things that they tacked?
Well, you tacked a quilt. You could,
could
sew it. I mean, do a lot of sewing. You could just tack it. Yeah.
And what would you call soil? Now we're back to the farm again and the land. What would you call soil that's very rich and that you could that's very productive?
Well, the only thing I know is rich dirt.
Never use. You ever call it fertile?
Well. Don't know what I ever did.
Okay. And what would you call land that low-lying land along a river or near a creek or branch?
Probably swampy.
And how about